Not only do older adult friends serve as mentors to me, but I also believe that I challenge them as well as they challenge me. And it's a very mutual, even relationship, which is really, really cool.
Well, if it wasn't for my grandparents or my mother, I would have never actually been a Quaker. If it wasn't for them, I'd never be here and everything. So it's awesome that they told me about it.
The role of adult Quakers, just in the overall Quaker community, is a really interesting one because in some aspects, they have so much to do with Quakerism. They have so much to do with our lives as Quaker teens. From even, you know, my mother bringing Quakerism to me, you know, to just being around and meeting good people to talk to. But at the same time, a lot of these Quakes and a lot of these retreats and a lot of these things that we go to are organized by teens without adult help. So, I mean, on one hand, you have all these adults who are really great people, who are really great to talk to and so interesting and so amazing. But on the other hand, sometimes I just feel like we can do it on our own, you know? We don't need the adults.
One thing that I just have noticed, I think, that Quaker adults do well, that I experienced as a kid and I try to do now, is carving out opportunities for youth leadership. All along the way, as I got through high school, through college, through grad school, and on up, there just increasingly opportunities have opened up and people have recognized gifts and recognized leadings and recognized ministry, and folks are on the lookout for that. I'm not sure how unique that is, but I've benefited from it and I've tried to make it possible for the next folks coming up.
One thing that I think is really important for Quakerism in general in terms of the role of the elders in the community and the youth in the community is the fact that there is no dogma to tell us how to do things. We have to find and create that on our own. So Quakerism is always evolving. The youth will push and challenge the ideas that have been put forth before us. And because of that, we are learning, but at the same time, we're teaching.
Growing up, I have really admired a lot of Quaker adults. They're just some of the very coolest people I know. The thing I notice about the role adults play in some of, you know, organizing events for teens and being with teens is they really know when to just step back and get out of the way and let the teens figure it out for themselves.
My story relating to Quaker adults has to do with my grandfather. This summer, when he was getting more and more ill and closer to passing, I really began to think about how rich and full his life was and that I really wanted to follow in his footsteps in as many ways as I could in the way of his Quaker beliefs and how he used them to enrich his life. And I couldn't help but feel like much of his success and much of the way that he touched others was his deep Quaker beliefs, and I really became interested in it then. And when he passed away, it was a really sad time for me, but also I became so interested in learning more about Quakerism because he had touched my life in so many ways, and I really wanted to learn more about why he was such a wonderful person.